Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
For the next hour, we've got an incredible sampling of the best sounds in gospel music these days, including, how about Marshall Hall, Mercy's Well, Poet Voices, The Dunaways, The Booth Brothers, Alison Durham Spear, Mark Bishop, and my guest co-host today, and his new music will be featured as well, Channing Ellington. Channing, it's good to have you here on the show, and I've got to say I've admired your piano skills for so long, but here, my goodness, you've come out with a project full of vocals, and you can bring and communicate the message with your voice just as well as you can with the keys.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. It's great to be here today. And yeah, I'm just full of surprises. Who knew? And so here I am, everybody.
and accordion work I've seen on some of your stuff too, right?
Oh yeah, I tell everybody that I play at the accordion. I love the accordion and. It's a fun instrument and people enjoy that.
You know, I remember seeing Anthony Berger pick that up as well. So is that an easy instrument for piano guys to play?
You know, it's really different. It's more like a wind instrument, because you have to, your left hand is breathing basically for the instrument. You're pushing and pulling the bellows.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a wind instrument. It's not just a regular keyboard instrument, which was really hard to get used to when I first started trying to play one back in 1999.
Wow. You know, I've followed you through the years. I think I was introduced to you when you were with Poet Voices, and I remember a lot of the solo stuff you were doing through in and around that time, and of course, more recently with Gold City. Take me back, just real quick, back to when you began, because I know you're not the only one in your family in this industry.
Yeah, 1995 I started. I was at the ripe old age of 21. started with Phil Cross and Poet Voices, and I was there for 4.5 years. They were just right up the road in Chattanooga, so I was so thankful that Phil took me in and kind of give a shot to this kid that he didn't know, and I didn't know him, but I had a dream to play gospel music, and so I spent 4.5 years there. Left Poet Voices in the fall of '99, and then I went on the road with Gold City in the spring of 2000, and learned so much while I was there. Not only. Just the ins and outs of just being a professional on the road, but also learned a lot in the studio, playing on a lot of records for those guys and being real involved there. That was wonderful learning, going to school for me. Mm-hmm. I spent almost 6 years there. I left in the fall of 2005. Spent about 3 years on the road with Buddy Mullins and his wife, Carrie, and with the group Everyday Driven.
Yeah, I remember that.
And there again, man, God just sends along the people that you need to transition you into the next season of your life. And lo and behold, they were right there. It was all orchestrated by God, I do believe. And that was wonderful. Again, wonderful learning experience for me, and I love Buddy and Carrie dearly, and got to spend some great time for a while with Donnie Henderson, and then with Paul Lancaster. They're some of my dearest, closest friends. So that's a very brief, in a nutshell, who I've been with in the spring of 2008, I started solo ministry. So here I am 4 years later.
And it's incredible. And when you mentioned Donnie Henderson and you mentioned your time with Poet Voices, it's back full circle in a sense here, because this first song we're going to hear is a Poet Voices song, One of the ones I remember from the mid-90s, and they've brought this back now as a trio of poet voices, including Donnie Henderson singing back with them. And you still have, obviously, a great friendship with Donnie and respect for Phil, right?
Oh, yeah. I really do. And they're not only great talents, but they're great friends. And here they have recut Grace and Glory. What such a great song. I remember playing that. So, as a matter of fact, it was the first number one song that I was ever a part of when I was a Poet Voices. Of course, it's a little bit different back then. We had a quartet.
Yeah.
And there's slightly a new, more modern edge to this new cut, which I love.
Here it is, Poet Voices, a recut, a remake of a great classic now that they did back in the 90s, Grace and Glory. You're here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends in our new music spotlight.
Unmerited favor of the Savior falling from His holiness. It is never-ending grace extending from His righteousness to the undeserving God is serving bountiful supply. His great love's abounding and surrounding us from sky to sky. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story, let His praises ring. My cup is overflowing, ever knowing He's my King. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing.
Splendor for a sinner saved by God's amazing grace. There's glory in their story as they run this pilgrim race. They spend the days to give their praise to the Lord and King.
Till the work is done, they serve the one who gave them everything. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story, let His praises ring. My cup is overflowing, ever knowing He's my King. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. His love is full of grace and glory, so full of grace and glory. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel story, let His praises ring. My cup is overflowing, ever knowing He's my King. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. His love is full of grace and glory, that is why I sing. I'll tell the blessed gospel.
Listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. It's a new music spotlight with my guest co-host today, Channing Ellaton. And this is the newest from the Booth Brothers, Masterpiece of Mercy.
He knew what I was when He made me. He saw the sinner I'd become. Yet He knew He had grace that could save me. His latest work of art had just begun. He started with an old dirty canvas. My sin left me tattered, bent, and marred. Then this artist turned His light upon my sadness and began to wash away the blackest part. When all the stains were gone, He started painting with colors that I'd never seen before. Then with joy He was ready to display me to show the world what the cross was for.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the Master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a holy place. For a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace.
Now I'm getting ready for heaven. Every day just makes me want to go. But the artist hasn't stopped, he's still painting. And when he's finished, he will take me home.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the Master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. The canvas of the artist becomes a holy place.
For a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Our new music spotlight continues. Channing Ellington, my guest co-host for this week's show, and the Dunaways up next with this song. We're hearing some great response on this. Tell me about your friendship with the Dunaways or what you know about these guys.
Well, when I was with Gold City, we worked a couple of times with them, and I don't know them that well, but I do know this. They're a great family, and they're just good people. And they have a wonderful, wonderful ministry, and they're reaching a lot of folks. And they're very sincere about carrying the gospel and song to people that need to hear it. And I'm just so thrilled that this next song is by the Dunaways.
It's Don't Start Doubting Now, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Don't start doubting now. God's never going to let you down. Don't let fear and worry rob you. Joy you found. Just look how far you've come. Everything God has saved you from. You're too close to home to turn around. Don't start doubting now. When burdens get a hold on you, you reach for faith to hold on to. But this time you can't take it in. Trials the worst one yet, but God's still there, so don't forget. The times he's brought you through have made you stronger. Don't start doubting now. God's never gonna let you down. Don't let fear and worry rob you of the joy you found. Just look how far you've come. Everything God has saved you from. You're too close to home to turn. Start down now.
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's a new music spotlight. Now with Legacy 5.
What a blessed day when the Lord washed away my every burden. What a joy divine, what a glad, happy time, and I am certain. Though the years have come and gone, the Savior's still as sweet as the very moment.
Without him, and he's been so good that there's no way that I could pause to doubt him.
He knew well who I was, but he saw who I could be. And from glory to glory, he keeps changing me. I'm still amazed at the grace that he gave when I was holding to the end of my rope. Still in all of the cost at the cross, so I can know that I know that I know. Everything that I need, every minute of every day. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he says, I'm still amazed. Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I'm still amazed at the grace that he gave when I was holding to the end of my rope. Still in awe of the cost at the cross, so I can know that I know that I know that he will be everything that I need, every minute of every day. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he says, I'm still amazed at the grace that he gave when I was holding to the end of my rope. Still in awe of the cost at the cross, so I can know that I know that I know that he will be everything that I need, every minute of every day. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he says, I'm still amazed. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he says, I'm still amazed.
Nothing but the new sounds here in gospel music. And when I look down the list, I see some classics that have been remade, and I see some groups that are back on the scene in gospel music. Like earlier, we played Poet Voices, and I'm happy to see them back together now in a little bit different formation, a little bit different sound, but I guess that comes with as time changes. And then I see this group, Palmetto State Quartet. Now, that's a pretty old name in gospel music, and they've been through some changes. Even, I think, went through a period maybe where they kind of rested the name for a while, but they're back with an interesting lineup of people and maybe not your traditional quartet anymore. But have you worked with the new Palmetto State Quartet?
I have not, but I've got some great friends that are there now. I've loved David Staten's singing since the early 90s.
Yeah.
I was a big fan, and Paul Lancaster's one of my dearest friends, and Mike Allen's there. Wow, he was one of my groomsmen in my wedding back in the Poet Voices days. How about that?
And I love this song because it really epitomizes what gospel music is about. No place too far from grace. And you can just imagine somebody scanning a radio dial or satellite radio channel, or even just popping through the internet and looking for music, and they hear this. And it reminds them in the depths of despair that there's nowhere they can run, nowhere they can hide to get away from God's goodness, His grace. It's a good one from Palmetto State Quartet. Here it is on Daniel Britt and Friends.
What a great song.
Well, you say you're tired of running away from all your shame.
but the guilt just keeps on coming, and it's driving you away. You think you've gone too far, and you have no place to go. But Jesus knows right where you are. He wants you. Tired of searching for a place to stop and rest, but still you keep on hurting because you feel that emptiness. You're lost and on your
State Quartet. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. A new music spotlight is here and now. My guest co-host Channing Ellington's with me, and this is Allison Durham Spear.
this room while the darkness remains. I will bear your load, and together we will tell of the seeds he's sown till we walk the road to that city.
Music Spotlight is here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Channing Ellington is my guest co-host, a pianist, but also vocalist, as we're going to hear in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about this guy. I think he is one of the favorite guys in gospel music, especially when you talk to the artists. They say, I love Marshall Hall. I love his voice. I love his personality. Sweetheart of a guy. And he's got this cool sound from this project. This is the title cut, Brighter One. And Marsh is all the way out in Phoenix, Arizona.
Man, I'm a big fan. I don't know Marshall personally, but I've always been a big fan of his singing. He's a great writer, producer. He's just such a great talent. And Yeah, I can't wait to hear this next song. It's so great.
And it's got a unique sound to it that kind of gives it a pop, bluegrassy, acoustic kind of feel. And I love it. And it's Marshall Hall. He was a guest recently on this show. And here's the new one to radio, Brighter One, on Daniel Britton Friends.
Well, if you're waking up this morning and all your skies are gray, and if you just don't understand why all your blue sky went away, you gotta keep your chin up, you gotta keep your head up. You never know what's right around the bend. You could be missing the greatest intervention you could ever comprehend. There's a brighter one waiting in the wings. This is just one moment standing in the in-between. So don't get down, don't give up. Stick to your faith, hope, and love. Know that every day that you can't see the sun, he's working on a brighter one. Stuck on season one, it seems the channel never changes. Must not be ready for tomorrow, or it would be yesterday. Oh yeah. So you gotta keep believing, though you've been feeling that there is no reason why. You gotta keep moving, you gotta get through it, even if it is the darkest night. There's a brighter one waiting in the wings. This is just one. Faith, hope, and love. Know that every day that you can't see the sun, he's working on a brighter one. Oh, he's got plans for you. So many times it's easy just to cry before the dawn. Now, I know it's hard, my friend, but just trust and carry on.
Friends, new music spotlight now with Gold City.
It was a long, dark night in Jerusalem. You could almost hear the sound of evil laughter in the air. The Prince of Darkness boasted of his trophy in the grave and the power that it took to put him there. But the Sunday sun came up, showing Jesus was gone. There could be no doubt from that moment on. Lord of life, nothing more than just a temporary place. Then Mary looked inside, and as she turned to go away, met her risen Savior face to face. He was back just as he said, and she fell at his feet in worship and in awe, for she knew he
new sounds and gospel music today. And my guest co-host is Channing Ellington, and it's his time to shine. This is the song. Pat, this is not the first time we've heard you solo. We've had a couple or three different singles that have come out to radio, and they've all been incredible. But this one is called Days, and it's a favorite in the offices I work in.
Thank you, Daniel. Man, I tell you what, that song, even though I wrote it every time I perform it live, it just whips me up one side and down the other. It's a song I wrote about priorities, about the things that matter most in this life, and the things that, you know, that sometimes we pursue, and in the end, it's really not going to, we're going to, you know, when this thing is all said and done, we're going to look back on our life and think the things that mattered most was my family, my wife, my kids, and my relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And I was challenged to write that and to share it. And man, it really makes me look at myself every time I perform it. And I appreciate you playing it, and thank you for the kind words. Thank you so much.
Well, I know a guy who said, I heard that and I could not stand it. I love the song so much. I went out and bought it on iTunes and I put it on repeat like 15 times in a row just listening to it. Because it was, and it'll hit you between the eyes, because here's the deal. Today, you may have a deadline breathing down your neck, and that is the most important thing in your day, is this deadline, and you got to get this thing wrapped up, and it's the thing that's on fire right now, and you got to put out the fire. But if you're presented in movies like The Bucket List, everybody talks about a bucket list, this type of thing, if you put things in perspective, life is but a vapor. I think, you know, yeah, these things are important. These deadlines may be important, but in the big picture, is that deadline really going to be what matters? Is that really going to make or break your career? And in the end, is your career what even matters? And there's a balance there. I mean, obviously careers are important, but you did it so well in this song. What brought this to your mind to even write about it?
You know, I've heard the old saying, that we hear around our industry, working for the bus. You know, I see a lot of guys who they have dreams of doing gospel music for a living. You know, just the pressures to keep up with doing this full time. You know, not that their focus changes, but a lot of pressure, a lot of things are added to the plate. Maybe their first motives and their first goals are kind of clouded because of just having to keep up with paying the bills and all these things, all the pressures, the awards, and all these things that come along with what we do. I'm really one of those guys who I'm very task-oriented. When I'm working on something, I want to see it through. And my wife, she tells me constantly, you know, your little girls, they're only going to be little for so long. So at a certain time during the day, if I'm at the office or if I'm in the studio, I try to cut it off and I try to go home and just concentrate on them because they're only going to be little for a short time.
Yeah.
And they're really what matter most. My relationship with Jesus is the most important thing. So that was the motivation behind writing the song.
Sometimes the most valuable app or feature on my smartphone is the airplane mode function or the power button.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I wrote this song, it was so personal, I thought, you know what, I just need to cut it myself and record it myself and just put it out there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did because it really, it's something about that, I think. You can fake stuff pretty good in music industry. It sometimes can be a little bit like Hollywood where you can go in there and fix stuff, but when you're singing from the heart and you're singing something that is personal, I think that really, it can bypass any kind of processing or mixing or editing features that you can do in studios, because that's what really communicates is what you truly believe. And I would say most people, singing the gospel, believe the gospel wholeheartedly. But when you've got a lyric like this that has become personal for you, it's going to speak volumes and make an impact, which it has done. So. Hey, this is a project called Summer Rains Have Gone. The song is called Days, and let's hear it now on Daniel, Britt, and Friends with my guest co-host, this guy, Channing Ellison.
Keeping up with the Joneses, just trying to impress and make the friends that move me down the road to my success. I can't wait to be like them and live the good life. Yeah, one of these days. Waters than I ever thought I would. Fight to keep my chin up before I go down for good. Looking out for my ship to come and get me. One of these days. But one of these days it won't matter. All the nights that I work late, or how high I climb that ladder on the way to my big break. When those that love me waited in the wings as I worked for that'll pass away. But one of these days, what matters most is my family, the time I spend with them. And if I've made peace with Jesus, this life I've given him, starting now I'm gonna make the most of every one of these days. All the things I once dreamed of are now keeping me awake. Time to reevaluate the things that are important before it's said and done. Cause we've only got one shot here, and then our time will come. Break when those that love me waited in the wings as I worked for the things that'll pass away. Oh, one of these days, what matters most is my family, the time I spend with them. And if I've made peace with Jesus, this life I've given him, starting now I'm gonna make the most of every one of these days. Hey, what matters most is my family.
Hamilton, and you're listening to a new music spotlight with Daniel Britt and Friends.
And now, here's the latest from Mark Bishop. God builds churches with broken people.
Searching through the ashes of the person that I was. When devastation came, I found my strength was not enough. The light stood shining on a hill, through tears my eyes could see. Upon the path I saw that there were others just like me. Broken vessels just like me. Oh, but God builds churches with broken people, with hurting people, with searching people, and somehow these imperfect people find strength to make it through. And the broken become brand new. They have come from everywhere, from every walk of life. Each one beneath the traveler's load of pain or guilt or strife. They have come to see his face, and in his light they bow. With shattered dreams and broken hearts, yet with his hand somehow, with loving hands somehow.
Spotlight. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Channing Ellington as my guest co-host, playing some great tunes, hearing some great sounds in gospel music. And this song catches my ear every time I hear it played, just from the first pickup beats on this thing. Is really cool. It's Carry That Load, and it's by Mercy's Well, friends of mine and undoubtedly friends of yours, Channing.
Yes, absolutely. Great guys. Dear friend of mine, Brad Strider. He's got some great guys with him, and so glad that their song is on the spotlight today.
Yeah, these guys have been putting out some great, and we got to give credit, Greg and Kyle and Brad, obviously make up Mercy's Well, but a good producer can really do wonders for a group as well. And Donna King, now Donna Bove King, is behind this group wholeheartedly and does a great job. What do you know about the producer side of things? Do you do a whole lot of producing in studios?
You know, I do. I don't do as much as I used to. You know, it's one of those things that, man, a great producer will make or break a project. And these guys have picked a good one for sure with Donna, and such a talent. I think it's really good for an artist to bring in a producer, especially a guy like me, because you get so close to a project, you need somebody to bounce things off of and to see it for what it really is. I produced my record, but I also had help with Buddy Marlin's co-producing it with me. So
cool.
It really, really means a lot to have a great producer, for sure.
Yeah, it puts things in perspective and kind of can be along the lines of a coach, really, to come along and say, hey, we need to do some work here, or let's try something you may not have even thought about out of the box and come at it from this angle. And these guys are open to creativity in that way, and you are as well. I can tell by your album.
I tell you what, the most important job of a producer is to be a psychologist, Daniel. That's for sure.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, we won't say it. These guys need psychology, you know, just based on their personalities. They're a ton of fun to be around. Mercy's well and carry that load. Here it is from the project Power on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Brother, let me help you carry that load while you're walking down a weary road. I know you're tired, I know you're hurting, but my back is strong. I can shoulder that burden. If the trouble you bear is much too much for you to hold, brother, let me help you carry that load.
We are fellow travelers making our way down life's highway. There will be some days of rough and tumble, but if you stumble, brother, let me help you carry that load while you're walking down a weary road. I know you're tired, I know you're hurting, but my back is strong. I can shoulder that burden. If the trouble you bear is much too much for you to hold, brother, let me help you carry that load.
Miles roll by, there'll be some dark place testing my faith. And when the trial begins to overwhelm me, you'll turn and tell,
you can tell me. Brother, let me help you carry that load. Trouble you bear is much too much for you to hold. Brother, let me help you carry that load. Half the heartache, double the joy with a brother there.
But the new stuff this hour, it's Daniel Britt and Friends' new music spotlight right now with the Perrys.
While struggling through a bitter day, I fall upon my knees and pray to get relief. Where else could I go? But Jesus, here I am again, helpless, and I need a friend. I'll depend on you. He's my troubled soul,
and he comes
in time, on time, every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail.
He answers
yes, no, maybe so. I don't worry, 'cause I know he's in time, on time,
by listening today, you've gotten a sample, a taste of what gospel music is serving up these days, and that certainly is a taste that leaves a good taste in our mouth. I'm telling you, Channing Ellerton, you're great for spending some time with us today and hearing these tunes with us. Where can people find out more about what you're doing? And you're located in still in, what, Northwest Georgia, is that right?
Yeah, in Dalton, Georgia. And anybody can go to my website. It's just my name, channingellerton.com. I'm very active in Facebook and Twitter. I try to keep up with my friends daily there. And so I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to keep in touch with you and keep in contact. So just let me up. I've got a few videos on YouTube, and we're having a lot of fun.
Channing Ellerton in our new music spotlight today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Channing, thanks for taking time to co-host with me.
Daniel, thank you so much for this opportunity. It has been so much fun, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel, Britt, and Friends.